Never use a stop loss unless you want to sacrifice tens of thousands of pounds.
Welcome to the Invest Like a Pro podcast, teaching you diversified investing with a simple set and forget approach to stocks and options. Build inflation-beating wealth for your future and recurring income for today. And now your host, former JP Morgan investment manager, Manish Kataria.
So before we get into it, what is a stop loss? So very simply, a stop loss actually sounds like a good concept, right? You make an investment, and if there is a sell-off, a stop loss, well, stops your losses from getting worse. Now that sounds great on paper, right? So how does it work? Well, let's imagine you buy a stock or an ETF that you like, and when you place the trade, you leave an automated instruction with your platform. Okay, so here's the stock now. It doesn't really matter which one it is. It's just an example I'm showing you here. This is where it is right now. And the sort of usual stop loss position is 10%. So that means that you say to your platform, well, I'm buying this now. If the stock was to drop by 10%, get me out. And because if it was to drop by a further 10%, you are protected. So that's the logic. If it drops by a further 10%, if the loss gets worse, you are stopped out and you're out at the better level, okay? So that's the logic behind it. You should know that I never use stop losses. None of my professional colleagues have ever used stop losses. Any serious investor doesn't use stop losses. And here's the reason why. Sell-offs are normal, right? On average, historically, stocks have gone up 8 to 12% per annum. But we still get sell-offs during the year, okay? In any particular year, even if the year is up on the year, if it's up 10%, 12%, 15%, we're still going to get multiple sell-offs during the year. So what stop losses do is they make you get out of stocks at the worst possible time. So let's have a look how normal sell-offs actually are, okay? So here's a chart I've put together, and this is data from stock markets going back to 1950. That's 75 years of data, okay? So it gives you a good picture. Now, along the horizontal axis, you can see these are all the sell-offs we get on average every year. And the blue bars represent how many of those sell-offs we typically get on average per annum. So we usually get, you know, 3% sell-offs are very usual. We get around 7 of those every year. 5% sell-offs are also fairly usual. We get around 3 of those every year. 10% sell-offs are less normal. We get 1 a year on average. 15%, 20% sell-offs are not normal at all. So 20% sell-offs, 0.4 times a year. So what that means is a 20% sell-off typically takes place once every 2.5 years on average, okay? So you can see from this that sell-offs are normal, but big sell-offs are very abnormal. So if you were to place a 10% stop loss, it's very unlikely that stock would go on and decline by another 10%, okay? It's very unlikely it would drop by 20%. You can see the numbers here, right? So that's something that's really important to remember before we consider stop losses. Now, the other thing to remember is that even when we get sell-offs, the recovery is normally very, very quick. So I'll give you two examples. So this one is the COVID crash from 2020. Remember that? So we had that big sell-off in March 2020, and we had a very quick recovery in the months to follow. You can see that there, okay? Here's another recent example. This is from April 2025, the Trump tariff tantrum. Remember that? So we had that sell-off in April, and we've had a very quick recovery since then, and we are making new highs again. And this is typically what happens with stocks, okay? We have a sell-off, but we typically get a nice recovery since then. And in fact, stocks on a diversified basis have never ever stayed down. They've never made a permanent loss, okay? So it begs the question, is it actually worth trading in and out? Here's the other thing we have to get right. Okay, when you're trading in and out or when you're placing stop losses, you need to get two things precisely right. Okay, so the first thing is the point of exit. Even if you are right, even if you correctly foresee a sell-off, okay, you need to be out of it at the right time. You need to be out there. And the second thing you equally need to be correct about is the point of re-entry, because, assuming you like the stock or ETF anyway, you don't want to be just sitting in cash. You need to be redeploying your capital at the right time. And believe you me, to get these two things correct and precisely correct with the right timing is almost impossible to do. There is no professional investor out there who can consistently get the timing right on getting out and getting in at the right time. So there's no point even trying to bother. And so this is what's likely to cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. Because here's the thing, even if you get your exit point correct, if you happen to sell at the right time, it is very unlikely, if not impossible, to pick the bottom. Okay? There is far too much emotional resistance. We think the market's going to keep coming down. And what appears to be the right time is, in practice, very, very difficult to re-enter. And so, even the professionals, certainly not the professionals, can keep exiting and re-entering the market at the right times. Okay, so far better to see through the ups and downs. It's all about, as Warren Buffett keeps reminding us, it's all about your time in the markets, not timing the markets. So do this instead. This is much better, and it's called pound cost averaging. And very simply, pound cost averaging is drip feeding your money in over a period of time. It enables you to average in at the right time. Okay, so this is how pound cost averaging works. Let's imagine you have a stock or an ETF. This one is an example, a real example of one of my clients back from 2020 during the COVID crash. He had a plan to deploy a large amount of cash he had sitting there into the markets. And he started there, and it didn't look too clever because he was buying at a time when everyone thought the world was about to end, right? So he was buying then. And as always happens, these corrections, these dips are always an amazing buying opportunity. And that's what he was doing. He didn't know it at the time. He was buying at the lows, and he was buying when markets were on sale. It always works, always has done, and always will do. And he was a very happy investor because, in the end, by the time he'd finished his pound cost averaging process, he had ended up buying the market at very attractive levels. Okay, so pound cost averaging is fantastic, and it's a much better alternative than using stop losses. Okay, it does a completely different thing. Stop losses make you sell at the lows, pound cost averaging makes you buy at the lows. Would you rather be buying at lower levels or selling at lower levels? So that's great, but actually, there's something even better. And that's doing pound cost averaging with options. Okay. And the difference is options allow you to get paid a monthly income whilst you're pound cost averaging. How amazing is that? Okay. So this is how it works. So here's a stock. This one actually is the gold ETF. Okay. So if you like, gold ETFs are a great way to get exposure to gold. So one of my clients likes gold, already has a position in gold, but was a little bit reluctant to be buying at these levels because gold had done really well. And he wanted to buy, he'd rather be buying at lower levels, like here. Okay. So what we did, we helped him to put together an option strategy. And he chose this green line as his strike price. What strike price allows you to do is buy your favored stocks or your favored ETFs at a price that you dictate, at a price that you like, and you get paid a monthly income in any case. Okay, so that's a much more attractive way to be investing compared to stop losses. So if the price does come down to that level that he's chosen, He'll be happy because he gets to buy gold at his favored level. And if it doesn't, you get paid a monthly income anyway. So that's how options work. So here's a real case study from another investor who was deploying options during the April tariff tantrum. Okay, so here's a real case study of somebody who's doing options on an ETF, on a US ETF called XLI. It's an industrials ETF, diversified ETF of industrials focused stocks. Okay, so this is the time he did it. He put on this option strategy a month or two before the tariff tantrum. Okay, so this is what he did at that point. And then we had the tariff sell off. Okay, and he ended up buying this ETF at these low levels during a time when the whole world was panicking. And as I said before, these are the best times to be getting in, right? During a correction, you want to be buying quality stocks and ETFs that you like anyway, and they're on sale. You want to be buying them rather than selling them, as a stop loss would make you do. Okay, so this is what he ended up doing. He ended up putting on that options trade and earning an income anyway, which you'll see in a minute. I've got some numbers to show you. And he ended up buying this ETF at this point here, where it's indicated. Here are real screenshots of his actual trade. So he ended up receiving an income level of $160, which was his to keep whatever happened, okay, in 1 month, which equates to about 1.5%. Okay. In addition, he made a capital gain because he ended up buying shares of XLI at that level. And remember, subsequently, the market rebounded very strongly. So he would have made the income whatever happened to the stock, but he also happened to make capital gain because he ended up buying at his favored levels. So all in, over a 2 month time period, this particular investor made close to $1,600. So in a 2 month window, that equates to 12.3% on his invested capital, which was, I'm sure you'll agree, which was a great result for this investor and pleasing for me, because these are exactly the steps we take our investors through on our step-by-step training. Okay. Now, if you want to learn more about options, and if you want to learn the steps it takes to put together strategies like the ones I've just showed, go ahead and click on the link in the description, but it's options.investlikeapro.co.uk, and you'll receive this very clearly laid out step-by-step guide to earning income with options. And if you want to watch another video where I take you through an options investment strategy made simple, click on the link over there and you'll be able to see the next video in this series. Best of luck, and I'll see you next time.